Blog Talk Radio.
Yes. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful song. What's happening, everybody? This is Wardell Potts Jr., and it is Throwback Thursday. It's my sister's birthday. Happy birthday to my beautiful sister, Gloria Goodman. We're so proud of you. You've done so well for yourself. You've been through it, girl, and now you are, woo, you're just right behind me. You're right behind me in terms of our age, but you've done very well for yourself, and I'm so proud of you. So just may God bless you and keep you, sweetheart. I hope you enjoy your wonderful birthday with your family out there in Philadelphia, in the cold city of Philadelphia, PA. Anyway, so, wow, man, oh, man. That's great. I'm happy for my sister. And I have so many relatives. My mom's birthday is next Monday, the same day as Elvis Presley's birthday. And so God bless and rest in peace, Elvis. Jeez. So we are just trying to do our thing here on Solar Records Radio. I hope you guys are good. I hope you are blessed. I hope you are enjoying your day so far. And we just want to continue to enjoy our day. We want to have a good time with you. I just played you a great throwback song, right? That song right there. My goodness gracious. Old school in the house for sure. And, you know, I mean, here's to you, Mrs. Robinson. I remember that song so clearly. And so I want to do a shout out to my girl, Nydra Beard. God bless you. Rest in peace, sweetheart. We lost her at the end of last year. And so I'm going to start off the show with a song with the girls from Dynasty. And we're going to just rock this thing out. We're going to have a good time here today on Solar Records Radio. Greg, have a great time out there with your buddies over there overseas. In the UK, y'all have a blessed and beautiful time. Much love to my friends listening around the world. God bless all of you guys. I hope you are good and you are well. God is good all the time. So here we go on Solar Records Radio. Let's get this party going like we should all the time. We're going to start it off with a little Dynasty. Here we go.
wasting my time. Once again, ooh, just begging you, please, darling, think twice about me. Well, I'm not so bad. I could make you happy.
That's what I call an old school jam for sure. My goodness gracious, Tower Power putting it down for us here on Solar Records Radio. Woo! You're still a young man. Don't waste your time with nonsense, my brother. Come on, get on it, get on it. Let's get busy. Let's do what we got to do. Man, oh man, I tell you, we are having a good time here. I thank you guys so much for allowing me to do my block. I enjoyed my Whitney Houston as well. What a sweetie pie and a beautiful lady. We love you, Whitney. God bless you, sweetheart. May God take care of you wherever you are and your family. God bless you, sweetheart. Man, what a beautiful voice she had. And started out the block, of course, with Dynasty. Yeah. And so, you know, we're just going to have a good time today. I hope you guys are good. What's going on out there? Julianne out in Detroit. What's up, Julianne? Much love, sweetheart. May God bless you. And I hope you are good. And, woo, man, oh, man, I got to get this music. I got to let the music go. I got to let it do what it does right here on Soul Art Records Radio. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Let's just, come on, let's warm up. Let's do what we got to do. Let's get cold. Yeah. Happy birthday, sweetheart. May God bless you. Happy
Thank
birthday.
You, so much.
You and my sister and my uncle's birthday are all together January the 4th.
Right.
How you doing, sweetheart? Happy birthday. How you doing? Are you enjoying your birthday?
I am. I'm better now that I'm, you know, with you guys. I'm in good company with these birthdays.
Oh, absolutely. And you know, I got to let them know she's putting on her makeup. So she's getting ready for something. We know something's going. Why are you putting on your makeup? Where are you going? What are you getting ready to do?
You know what? It's my birthday, so I just want to look cute.
Oh, you want to look good for you? For how cute? Oh my God! Well, I just want to say, you know, ask you. Like, is there anything you want to say about, you know, God blessing you with another beautiful year?
Well,
was there
anything
special?
Just being here another year, just waking up every day and just having another day. That's just a gift in itself, you know, just to be here another day.
Yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I talked to Nydra, you know, the singer from Dynasty who we lost the end of last year, your friend.
Mm-hmm.
Nydra, I talked to her sister, and I just finished talking with her and speaking with her, and we had such a great conversation, and I told her about you, and I told her about your conversation with Nydra and how it really blessed, you know, Nydra and how it really blessed you. It was like a double blessing. So thank you so much for being such a beautiful spirit and a beautiful person. You have always been so special. And so so we love you here at Solar Records Radio, and we want you to have many, 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 many more birthdays, and you know,
and
at least do as well as your mom.
Yeah,
she gave you a whoa, that's a hard one to get, but that's a she's 90, she lived to 91, right?
No, 99.
Now, who's on the Okay, 99. Come on.
Yes.
That's hard to be. That's hard.
Yeah.
So you got to get to 100.
Okay.
She would love her baby to get 100. Yeah. So, but anyway, so what else is going on? Are you enjoying some good old school music?
I am. And I'm visiting with my daughter and her family in Ohio right now. So I'm just having a good time.
You're in Ohio? You're a busy woman. You're always going somewhere. You get around.
Oh, yeah. So we're just enjoying the holiday and everything, and that's about it.
It's cold. It's cold there.
Yeah, it's probably like about maybe 30-something, maybe, I'm thinking.
Don't want to go outside. Gee. Man, I can't. You know, when it's like, when it's 40 degrees here, I'm done with the outside. I'm not going out there. I'm like, I'm staying in the house for the rest of the day. And if it start off like that, I just stay in the house the whole day. Now, you know, the funny thing about age is that when we were younger, you know, we had to get up and go to school. We had to get up and go to work. We had to get up and do, you know, but as you get older, you know, you don't have to do all those things anymore. And mm-hmm. so that's a blessing when you can just say, you know what, I'm just going to stay in the house.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yeah.
But I'm not that old. Hold on, let me clarify. I'm not as mm-hmm. old as I may make myself seem. But mm-hmm. but I do need to get out and start performing again and working you know the stage again. I need to get out there and perform. That's what my goal okay. is in 2024. So can you help
okay.
me keep that goal so we can come over and see you? We can
yes.
come out and check on, see how you're doing.
Talk to your friends. Like those
yeah.
from Lakeside and Shalimar, because they're coming here. Lakeside and Shalimar both coming over the summer.
No way. On the same gig?
No, not on the same one. But they
oh.
both will be here, though. Yes. So talk
wow.
to your friends. Say, listen, I want to join y'all. So make room for me.
Oh, so do you have a date when Shalimar is coming yet?
Yes, Shalimar is August 29th.
Okay.
Shalimar
okay.
is August 29th. And I want to say Lakeside is June the 26th, I think it is.
So wow.
Just July. Well, they're going to be in Detroit. And then they're going to be in Cincinnati. So I'm going to see them both.
Okay. All right. Look at you. Look at
yeah.
this girl. She's yeah. You get around. So is your daughter the same daughter that lived in what was that
Illinois.
Called? Chicago? Yes.
Uh-huh.
Illinois.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
So she moved to Ohio now. Okay. All right.
Yeah, they went to Ohio at first. Then they
oh.
went to Illinois. Now they're in Ohio.
Okay, great. Okay, cool.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right, so we get to keep up with them. All right. Well, tell them
yeah.
hello for us. Tell them Happy New Year and all that good stuff. And we're wishing them all the best in their new ventures and stuff. And God
mm-hmm.
Be with you guys. And thank you so much for calling in. Is there anything you want to say to anybody?
I just want to, you know, wish everybody a Happy New Year's. And I just hope 2024, everybody, you know, is just blessed with whatever their dreams are, whatever they're wishing and hoping for, you know.
Amen. Amen.
Yeah, definitely good health.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Very well said. Julianne, we
yeah.
love you, sweetheart. And we just want to thank you so much for, you know, coming on. Oh, you could wish my sister a happy birthday. And my mom.
Yeah.
My mom is on Monday. I'm not on the air on Monday. So let's just happy birthday, mom. Happy birthday,
yes.
Diane and
mom.
Yeah. I saw my
yeah.
sister with a bunch of grandkids. She has a picture with a bunch of, they posted it. I said, Lord, she's busy.
Okay.
she went to her daughter's house. And I guess her daughter invited her cousin to come over, and so the cousin comes over with their grandkids too, and so they I mean, you know, with her kids, so it's just
yeah.
so many kids around my sister. It's like, wow. But she loves children. That's why she has
yeah.
that business that she has, that, you know, she
okay.
takes care of children that are abandoned. And she takes care, yeah, she's like an emergency person, and she'll take care of them until
mm-hmm.
they find them a home. And so she's, yeah, yeah, so.
Good,
yeah.
yeah, it's really good. Yeah.
What a beautiful thing. So, but anyway, I'm going to have to hook you and Diane up. Y'all kind of the same kind of people, so I'm going to have to hook y'all
oh,
up and let y'all say hi. All
that
right.
That sounds good. Too. Yes.
Well, God bless you, and you take care.
Well,
and
God bless you too.
Greg's
and
out
it's
eating
always
Thai
a pleasure
food.
Talking to you guys. Hmm?
Oh, Greg's eating Thai food. He's out
oh, is
tonight.
He?
Yeah, he's out tonight. He's not working. He's out eating Thai food. I'm so
oh.
jealous. Dang, he sent me a picture. I'm like, you didn't have to do that part. He sent a picture, man. That just killed it.
He's teasing, huh?
Yeah, he's teasing the brother. That's crazy.
Oh. Well, tell Greg and Astrid and Don and everybody, I said Happy New Year's, and, you know, I'm sure I'll be talking to them one day this year, you know, soon or whatever. So, yeah, I just want to wish everybody Happy New Year's and all that good stuff.
Okay. Well, God bless you, sweetheart. And we're going to talk to you. We'll talk to you later. And with that being said, how about a little bit of a Soul Generation, Body and Soul on Solar Records Radio?
Okay, thank you.
All right. This is to you, sweetheart. God bless you. Yep. Bye-bye.
You got a man on your head. You don't know who you fear. When my life is over, singing this song to you. Space or time. I love you for my life. You're a friend of mine. And when my life is over, remember we were together. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song to you. We were alone and I was singing this song.
Beautiful, beautiful song by Donny Hathaway. And we just, you know, man, I love hearing Donny Hathaway around the holidays. I don't know what it is. I think the Whispers did a song with them and it came out right around Christmas time. And so every time I hear him, it takes me to the holidays. And what a beautiful song, a song for you by Donny Hathaway. And then before that I played Soul Generation, Body and Soul. Oh yes, I loved it. And just trying to go someplace different, right? And then we opened up the block with Tom Brown. Jamaica Funk is where it is. Absolutely. So Uh-oh, what's going on here? What's going on? What is going on?
What's this? I was... Oh, no, what's going on? Oh, my God.
Can you hear
me? Yes, we got Don Fleming is in the house, everybody. What's up, Don? You got a drum roll, Don.
What's going on? You know, I found out that I have tennis elbow.
I have a little
pain in my elbow, the side of my elbow. It's almost like I hit something, but I didn't hit. It's just pain, my tendons or whatever. But I got tennis elbow, so I got a little. I smell like Ben Gay. So I'm here working. But no,
I don't mean it but, like Diddy. I mean like that.
But no. I smell like, you know, that section of the pharmacy section of Walmart, you know, I smell like that right now. So
yeah. Speaking of speaking, you know, you heard me say Diddy. I need to get this out. I need to understand what is going on. Every time I go on Facebook, it's just everybody's talking about Diddy and all the things he did wrong. And it's really crazy. I mean, there's some crazy stuff going on. And 50 Cent is like the man now, and everything he says is right. And even though the comedian is talking about other comedians that are big comedians. What's his name? The little short guy with the long hair.
Oh, Cat Williams. You're talking about the whole. Me and my wife had a lengthy discussion about that because he had appeared on Shannon Sharpe's Club Shay Shay podcast.
Yes.
And it was 2 hours and 46 minutes of him just going off. You know,
I mean,
everybody.
And they were. And they were drinking on top of it. He was like, "Man, I don't know if my podcast is going to last after this." He's like, "Oh yeah, it's going to do much better. As a matter of fact, you may lose some of the fakers, but you're going to get all the truth tellers. The people that want to know the truth, they're going to be there listening to you." So you, as he's like, "Oh okay, let's get the truth tellers then," because it's crazy, man. I mean, this stuff with. They're saying about even the what's his name Madea, him.
Tyler Perry.
Yes, Tyler Perry's in this crap. What is going on, man? And T.D. Jakes. I worked with T.D. Jakes, not in person. But I worked with him on a project that he was financially involved in, and I wrote a song on that in that movie, and so I mean I was involved in stuff with him. My name is on stuff with his, and I'm like going but he was also T.D. Jakes was my guy that I would go to to listen to. He was far away from me. You know, he's still far away from me. He's still 5.5 hours away from me. And so, but still, I can't believe, like, all of this drama. What is going on, man? Why is this happening?
You know, I think, you know, there is an undercurrent of Hollywood. And to be famous and to be in show business, there's been that running undercurrent about the, you know, we're on the surface, we're enjoying the talent, we're enjoying the comedy, the TV shows, the movies, whatever. We're on the outside looking in, you know, and we're just, you know, we're just the spectators. So when someone that you consider that's from the inside, that's been a part of that whole circle. Well, I don't know if he probably won't say he was a part of the circle as far as Cat Williams. But
Cat Williams. T.D. Jakes is saying the same thing. I didn't do that. Like, what?
Well, there are those things that you hear about. Again, I'm going to put my, if all the listeners out there, I'm going to put my tinfoil hat on for a quick second. So bear with me. I think, and I'll let you know when I take it off. But no, I think, you know, there are a lot of the powers that be try to force you to, you know, whatever fantasies that you have, and I'm gonna go there. There are, you know, sexual fantasies and things like that. They want you to act out. And if there's a person that's in a position of power that wants to choose you or that's choosing you, you know, to be in that position of power, you're going to have to do a couple of things. And for years, we won't talk about it years down the road. It won't be mentioned, maybe 20 years, maybe 10 years or whatever. Somebody might let the cat out the bag. And everyone's like,
whoa.
Oh, my God. But, go ahead.
Are you saying that somebody's letting the cat out the bag now?
Somebody's letting the cat. Well, the cat's been out the bag. It's just that we've been focused on other things. Like, for example, now, to be honest with you, I talked about it, but right now I'm focused on the election. I'm focused on, you know, you know, a democracy. And I know it sounds weird to say that. I just don't want to be distracted on these side issues because, I mean, again, I can walk and chew gum. But I did notice that, you know, for example, they want to put men in dresses to be in this movie.
That was
in this part. Yeah, we want to put you in a dress and we want to, you know, make you feminine or whatever. Again, nothing wrong with, you know, again, your sexuality is your thing. It's all good. I don't have a problem with that. I just think that there are powers that be that have these fantasies. Of course, the person, one of the people I'm talking to is Weinstein, Harvey Weinstein. And, you know, a lot of these, the desires and all of these things, they want to act out. And they want to use, you know, the people that they're pointing out. And if you're willing to want to, I ain't going to say lose your integrity, if you want to be famous, these are some of the things you might have to do. I mean, Dave Chappelle said it years ago. You know, everybody thought Dave Chappelle was crazy. You know,
wow.
And again, I'm not here to determine who's crazy or not. I just take it in. I kind of just take it in on a blank slate. I don't look at anybody as being a conspiracy theorist or whatever. I'm just saying, Dave Chappelle said it. I mean, I think Eddie Griffin, and I'm not a big Eddie Griffin fan, the comedian. Eddie Griffin said it, you know, a lot of people said it, you know, a few stars have said it. There's even little documentaries out about sexual fantasies and even the P word. And I mean, you know, pedophilia, things like that. Those things have been out there. When you talk about child stars, I think Corey Feldman, if you remember Corey Feldman and Corey Haim, you know, they were big, you know, they were stars in the 80s. They were kid stars and they were doing movies. And, you know, a lot of them were, you know, sexually, you know, assaulted and things like that. And, you know, you hear these stories, especially a lot of these child actors from the 80s that are coming out saying it, you know, God rest his soul. I think Corey Haim is no longer with us, but Corey Feldman is out there saying the things that have Todd Bridges. I mean, Willis, you know, Todd Bridges from Different Strokes, you know,
yeah.
His book, Killing Willis. He had a book about 12 years ago called Killing Willis. And it was about, you know, him growing up in the industry, his mom, being, of course, Betty Bridges, you know, his dad, you know, kind of grooming him into that, you know, into TV and things like that. And once he got in TV, you know, the sexual assaults and all of these things, you know, the molestation, those things are out there. And again, let me take, okay, I'm taking my hat off now. All I'm saying is, you know, it's more than meets the eye, and you know, I want to be informed about it, but I, again, at the same time, I don't want to go out there and just spread anything that I don't know about. I just heard these things, but at the same time, it's like, okay, if Corey Feldman's saying this, if Todd Bridges is saying this, if Cat Williams or Dave Chappelle or all of these people going around, Eddie Griffin, all of these people going around saying some of these things, okay, whether it's true or not, on the surface, that gives a person to go out there and do some research and read about it, you know,
well,
so they can at least have the facts. Go ahead.
I mean, after the first time, I'm already... Okay, I can't mess with that. So it don't take 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different times for somebody to do something crazy for me to say I can't deal with them. After the first time your fault, second time my fault. I'm not going to let it be my fault. So, but anyway, I just was just wondering, like, because it's everywhere. I mean, it's all over the internet, and it's like there's so much of it. And it's just really, it's kind of like dominating the internet. And so, and I, like Cat Williams said, I'm not going to wear a dress. I'm sorry. That's not what I do. And so,
right.
And he says, so can't we just go ahead on and do the film without me wearing a dress? And they were like, okay, all right, that's cool. And then he passed it on to somebody else and got somebody else to do it. Because Cat even said, he suggested, well, just have what's-her-name do it. He'll do it. And they went to him and got him to do it. And so, and he said that's happened a few times to him. He's like, what is going on here? There's like this kind of thing set up where, you know, if you don't do the freaky deaky thing, then you can't be in the system. You can't be a part of the system. It's like, whoa. So whatever the case is, I just wanted to get, you know, hear what you had to say about it, because that was just kind of weird to me, man. And I just go, wow.
Yeah, we talked about it, and my wife and I talked about it, and we were just like, oh, Lord, what did he do?
But
you know what? Oh, let me mention this. On my radio show, as a matter of fact, probably around 2014, 2015, I got a chance to interview Dee Militant. If you guys remember, young brother, he was a comedian. He passed away a few years ago, and he used to write jokes for Cat Williams. And he had a book he wrote about that basically kind of described his fallout with Cat Williams. Now, again, I haven't read the book, but he explained it. If I can find it, I'll post it on the Solar Records radio page. But okay. He was a comic view. He was one of the first comedians on the those early years of Comic View, 92, 93. I want to say he was a part of Comic View those early years, and he went on and become a great writer for a lot of TV shows. And he wrote jokes for Cat Williams, and he talked about some of the fallout. And again, I told him, I said, look, I'm not the type of, I don't want to try to bring out any type of negativity. I'm not a gossip columnist. I just want to talk about, but we do want to talk about your book. And he talked about the book. He's like, man, what would you like to know? I was like, well, you described Cat Williams in the book. What was the situation that, you know, you guys fell out? Basically, they were friends, and then something happened. I don't remember what happened as far as in detail what he told me, but he said there were a few instances that happened, and you know, he was talking about the drug usage and things like that. And again, this is from his perspective. And again, you know, and God rest his soul, he's no longer with us. But, you know, there is credibility in, you know, when someone says this, someone writes a book. I mean, he seemed very credible from his perspective. I mean, Cat seemed pretty credible from his perspective. So we got to find something somewhere in the middle is, you know, what we need to find out. So, but if I can find it, I'll post it on the Solar Records radio page. I got a chance to interview Dee Militant again, the late, great Dee Militant, amazing comedian. Daryl Littleton, was his name. And, he used to wear a beret. He used to come out there with a suit on, but he wore like a Black Panther, a black beret. That's what he called a militant. But that was his whole stick. But he was an amazing comedian in his own right. He said, you know, once the drug usage consumed Cat Williams, he became a different person. Now, again, his perspective. But it was an amazing interview. So, as a matter of fact, you got me intrigued. I'm gonna try to find it and listen to it again. But yeah, he was great, man. He was great. Right. Again, I guess the point I wanted to go ahead and make is that again, everyone has their perspectives on a person. It's up to us if we're engaging into, you know, the whole hoopla of it. It's incumbent upon us to research, and I don't want to take one side or the other side. I know somewhere in the middle is somewhere where I want to be comfortable and say, look, I like both of these cats. I like Steve Harvey, I like Ricky Smiley. I like Kevin Hart or whatever, you know. But again, if they're doing some foul stuff, but I like to hear from their, you know, their perspective on it. You know, Cat's not going to come out there and just say it just to say it. I think there has to be some validity in his mind about it. So, but I do want to hear their perspective because, again, I'm not in the whole thing of trying to take folks' side, you know, whether they're right or wrong or whatever. I listen to them. They're funny. They make me laugh. Oh, so-and-so stole this joke from Designing Women or whatever, you know. I took it to where I took it. I said, oh, okay, he stole that joke. All right, let's okay. What are we going to do about it? What's the situation? Yeah. How do I feel after that? But that's totally up to you at the end of the day how you feel about that person.
Okay. Well, man, I want to hear what you're going to play us.
Oh, this is my block, right?
This is your block.
This is my block. Okay.
This is your block. Now I can start it up.
I got you. Well, we got about 39 minutes left of the show, right? So we got plenty of time to hang out with you. Make sure you tune in tonight. 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. I have Throwback Thursday night. Royal's going to call and hang out with us. You never know. I'm going to try to get Linda to call in, too. But you never know. But this is going to be my block. So I haven't got a chance, you know, since it's the new year, I haven't really played. I haven't gotten back into the whole playing songs and being an on-air person. You know, I've just been kind of relaxing. And now that I have, you know, my tennis elbow is hurting me a little bit. I'm in pain a little bit, you know. I want people to. I'm okay, though. I'm okay. But yeah, man, thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to do a block. Who knows? I might steal another block from you. You never know. And you do the same to me, especially if I go downstairs and get something to eat.
Yes. I actually have a good time doing this. So.
Well, anyway, let's go ahead and start this block off with one of my favorite songs. I want to take you guys back to 1979. Of course, you guys remember her debut album. The name of the song is called Way Back When. The lovely Brenda Russell. Keep it locked right here. Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
You are
Radio Throwback Thursday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, that was my block. I gave you a 70s, 80s, and 90s block. Of course, what you just heard from 1990-1991, music from Belleville DeVoe. Of course, that album, I mean, a lot of people kind of slept on, you know, we love New Edition. Don't get me wrong. We love New Edition. But a lot of people slept on Belleville DeVoe. That album killed dang near everybody. I mean, went quadruple platinum. So over 4 million sold that Poison album. Just an amazing album. Of course, again, I try not to, make it about a competition. I think Ralph Tresvant went, I think, double platinum. I think Johnny Gill went double platinum. And, of course, Bobby Brown at the time, his Don't Be Cruel album a couple of years earlier. I mean, sold over 12 million records. So you can't really touch Bobby on that one. But you know, as far as, you know, once they broke off and did their solo projects and then, of course, Belleville DeVoe. But yeah, that album was an amazing album. You know, my whole thing with Belleville DeVoe is they brought, you know, of course, everyone says New Edition was the mothership. They went back to the New Edition. New Edition was polished. It was this, this, and this. When Belleville DeVoe came out, they gave it more of a hip-hop feel. The fusion was hip-hop and R&B. You know, the hard hip-hop beats on a song, on, you know, that was what they did, you know. And, of course, it was Johnny Gill and Ralph Tresvant and Bobby doing their crooning and doing what they do. But they gave an edge as far as Belleville DeVoe. Still an amazing album. I mean, you know, and I would say this to brag. You know, every now and then, you know, I'm happily married, but every now and then a young lady comes and, you know, says something nice to me and gives me a little compliment, which I kind of, you know, I smile, you know, and and I look at her, and I tell him, I say, girl, my Bill DeVoe album is older than you, okay? So you might want to pump the brakes a little bit. I like the compliment. Don't get me wrong. You're a little cutie pie, but hey, you know. So it's nice. I always kind of reference, hey, I got a Bill DeVoe. My Bill DeVoe cassette tape. See, you want to tell them your age. You want to let them know your age. You talk about use cassette tape in the lexicon, you know. But anyway, we got 21 minutes left of the show. Of course, Don Fleming, Wardell Posh Jr. Make sure you tune in tonight. Throwback Thursday night with yours truly, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Let me do the recap. Bellevue DeVoe, what you just heard. When Will I See You Smile Again? Before that, from 1982, Peebo Bryson. I was going to say Prebo Bison, but, you know, tongue twisting. Peebo Bryson, Give Me Your Love from 1982. And, of course, started off the block, Miss Brenda Russell, way back when, from 1979. I might have another one in me, man, if it's okay with you. Of course, we got 20 minutes left, and I want to go ahead and kind of take us home and you close us out. I might do two songs on this block, and then we can come back in and say our goodbyes and everything. You good about that?
Let's do it.
You all right, man? Well, hey. I appreciate the love, appreciate the opportunity to have me do my thing. You know, I'm a big fan of course, I play Curtis Harrison all the time. You know, I Want You All Tonight. Who knows, I might play it tonight on the show. But I wanna play, we talked about the mothership. You know, we talked about, you know, New Edition being the mothership, but of course, the mothership with Curtis Harrison was the BB&Q band. So I want to take you guys back to 1985, one of my all-time favorite songs. Of course, BB&Q band, name of the song is called Genie. Keep it locked right here, Throwback Thursday on Solar Records Radio.
I'm
Music from the late, great Rick James from 1984. You turned me on, man. You turned me on, of course, before that. Started off the block, a little Genie, BB&Q band, Brooklyn, Bronx, and Queens band from 1985. That song is just so smooth, Wardell. Oh, my God. I love Genie. Again, rest in peace to Curtis Hairston. Again, I might play I Want You All Night tonight. So, man, 9 minutes left. We're officially about to get up out of here. But make sure you tune in tonight, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Throwback Thursday night with yours truly. But what else? Do the honors, man. I just took, this was a Don Fleming takeover over these past segment and three quarters. So my apologies. Every now and then I get a little hooked on your show. You know, it's the afternoon drive. It's what people listen to on their way home. So,
Well, it's all good, man, and I really enjoyed your segment. Thank you for your takeover. It was great, and you left us on an up note, and God bless you, man. Thank you so much for sharing your wisdom as well in the earlier part of the segment. And, you know, man, just chill out for a bit so you can get ready for your show, and thank you again for blessing us with your wisdom, my brother. God bless you. And I want to say to all the listeners around the world, may God bless you guys. And, you know, Greg, I'm glad you had a great time out with your buddies and stuff. And you enjoy your food. Man, the food looks awesome. God bless you. And so to everybody, you know, you guys all have a blessed one. And if you want to hang out with us later, tune in with Don Fleming, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. He's going to be throwing it down again, so come hang out with him. Anyway, so until tomorrow, tomorrow is Friday, and we celebrate the sound of Los Angeles Records at 3 p.m. Eastern, so come hang out with me then, okay? And so we're going to leave you with a little bit of an advertisement of what it is we're going to be playing. God bless you all. And y'all all take care. See you, Don.
Have a good one, man. See you guys tonight.
All right, guys. Good night, God bless.